science, by definition, allows for more than one opinion. Otherwise, you merely have the will of one man, which is the basis of cult.
If it's not in the frame, it doesn't exist.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not gonna take this anymore!
I'm funny how? I mean, funny like I'm a clown, I illusion.
Where you been?
Drunk. Wendy? Billy! Darling? Light of my life.
What is your one purpose in life?
To explode, of course.
I like death with sex. How about you, Casey? You like sex with death?
Get some fuck up and die.
Which
I know, man.
He
got murdered, dude.
He's our age. When
he didn't
he died.
Get murdered.
Yeah, he definitely
he got
murdered. Assassinated.
No, he 100% got murdered,
he
dude.
Did not
okay,
get
murdered. We'll get into it, man. He got.
I like the
you
idea that
me.
He was killed by his own vanity. Like, that's
you
the story I'm sticking
why
with.
Why are you still so upset? Like, you think that Bruce Lee is, like, this huge cocky asshole.
I watched this fucking movie, and literally every time, it's like, they're like, no, keep the camera on me. And then
yeah,
it's fine.
Almost as if it's fucking Bruce Lee.
He's like not even the protagonist, anyway.
Yes, he, okay.
Not really.
Yeah, he is, 100%.
He's the protagonist.
All right, we'll get into it. I mean, technically okay. He's the protagonist, but it's fucking garbage. Roper is the real protagonist.
Fuck Roper.
All right. You just love white people.
I just love it when characters are actually have a story. God forbid.
I know. Yeah, no, that is, yeah. We're going to get into this.
We're coming in hot. Here. We're coming in hot. So if you're wondering, we're just going to go. This is the Cult of Cinema Knowledge. You may notice another sultry voice here with us, or if you're watching the video, this greasy guy over here.
We got a special guest. No, you look so dry, dude. You look super dry.
And yeah, you're like the fucking Sahara. We got Pablo joining us with the day, our resident MMA black belt champion.
What?
He's None coming of, in from the
He's our Bruce Lee historian, and we've got a special guest. He's got a doctorate in Bruce
Lee. He wrote a Bruce Lee biography, I'm pretty sure.
Dude, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, it would
you
be.
You knew Bruce Lee personally.
I was trained by Bruce Lee.
His skill really is. Yeah. He's just really good at getting punched in the face.
I am very good at getting punched in the face.
Better than me.
That's why I'm here.
I would go into a ball.
That's a good skill. Literally, Bruce Lee gets punched in the face in this a lot, and he just keeps a straight face. He never breaks character.
Because the sound good, effects leaves. Are punching him in the face. There's not actually any contact happening.
It's real. They fight full force, dude. They fight at full speed.
I didn't.
You just can't.
Well,
no,
maybe 30% of the time.
Bruce Lee's full speed for sure.
Yeah.
But nobody can keep up.
Yeah.
No, you're right. I mean, it's not like 100% of the time. There's a lot
these
of
guys
there's
obviously
a lot of camera trickery. But.
These guys obviously are obsessed with Bruce Lee. So we're talking about today.
I'm a fan.
We're talking about, you may have noticed, you clicked the thing. Talking about Enter the Dragon, the 1973 fucking kung fu classic. It was our first time watching it, right, Jordan?
Oh yeah, of course. 100%.
I don't think I've ever fully seen Enter the Dragon.
Yeah, I've definitely watching it this time. I definitely realized I've seen like clips of it, and then obviously it's been like parodied and stuff so much over the years. It's one of those movies that like lives in the zeitgeist. But
yeah,
and that's the thing. Oh man, I didn't even look. What was his other film? When he's got like the Kill Bill stripes, which
yeah,
I think that's Big Boss.
No, it's the other one that they didn't really he died during it, and they didn't release it till later. It was something of death.
Game of Death.
That's it.
Yeah, Game of Death, which was supposed to be the sequel to this.
Yeah.
Enter the Dragon.
I've heard Game of Death's pretty cool too. So
I think I might have seen Game of Death, but not Enter the Dragon.
Should we ramble off quickly? A synopsis?
Yeah, I mean, that's actually one thing that I think is kind of fun with this movie, is it is like, it's short and sweet. I think it could have been a little shorter, but that's just like, I mean, that's, you know, because
it could have been a tight 90.
It had such little, like, story and character development plot.
Yeah.
That like it's you're just there to watch fighting. So
they,
it's like that's
they could
the
have cut out
it, you know?
Every establishing shot of them being ferried up the river. Like, every single time they're getting ferried up the river, it's like, that's how they establish they're in Hong Kong.
Yeah,
well,
I get it.
And also their characters, which was kind of annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah, their characters. And then like, how many times did they do the, like, bring in the prostitutes? You know, come look at these beautiful women that I have.
I was hoping, because this honestly, this felt like somewhere in between, like, a prestige James Bond and the movies that Kurt, that fucking Burt Reynolds' character makes in Boogie Nights. where he's like, this is what you'll be remembered for, the Dirk Diggler movies. And so it's just like, it was one step away from just like, when they'd come into the rooms. And I'm I feel like they shot that. And then they're like, all right, we got two cuts.
It's definitely dated in that way.
Yeah.
Right. 100%. It's a product of its time.
Oh, sure.
Completely. But anyways, let's
start at the beginning.
This is going to be another movie where we pretend like 1973 was fucking the Stone Age.
Okay.
It was a long dude. Film has like almost like completely changed.
I get it, but like,
so it's like, yeah,
was made fucking 50 years before that.
Okay, not every movie is M, bro.
Lawrence of Arabia was made 15 years before this, and then you're not like, oh, you know, they shot it on a fucking, they did the audio with two tin cans tied together. You know what I mean? Like, it was a product of its time.
Oh, yeah. No. Unless it's these huge, highly prestigious movies, then. No, we only have to, remember it from theirs.
This is a budget movie. I like this.
Which feels like it shouldn't be.
That's fine.
But it is.
And it's not bad, honestly. Like, because I know it's, fairly low budget. And so it's just, I think it's punching above its weight. Like, I ain't giving it a shit, really. I'm just saying, I hate that argument a lot of the time when it's like, that's the norm of the time. When you drop the hard F-bomb, you know, it's cool.
So the movie starts out with
Bruce
Lee's character, Mr. Lee, I think, actually.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure it's actually
Lee.
I
know it is. I know. Yeah, when it was like Lee, like the whole time I was like, oh, okay. That's easy, but.
I know. I had to look it up for sure. I'm like, are they just calling him Bruce Lee?
It starts off.
I know.
Mr. Bruce Lee.
In a tournament fighting young, I believe, Sammo Hung. Which, if anybody knows martial arts film, Sammo Hung is another legend in Hong Kong cinema, Chinese cinema, with martial arts films.
Yeah. Is that what it is at the beginning? Because he's showing them at the tournament, and then he does they're like, hey, Bruce Lee, we're your number one fan. Flip over my hands. And so he flips over the guy's hand.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And then his master is like, well, that was a very good job you did there, Bruce Lee, with his his ADR.
That was the most appalling ADR.
That was the worst.
And it's so unfortunate that it's the first conversation, and that's the most appalling.
That's
and then the rest
of
it is
voice you hear. I was literally
the first voice you hear. It felt like Kung Fury Enter the Fist or whatever. Like it definitely had
It got way better after that.
But. Now, and I could only imagine that it still was shocking to audiences then, because this is the first American and Chinese Hong Kong
that's
production.
True. I do think
ever
it's a product of its time, so. Jordan, of the ADR being more accessible in the 60s and 70s. From specifically spaghetti westerns, right?
Yeah.
Right. And but the crazy thing is Hong Kong history too is they don't shoot with audio. They don't never.
Right.
It's all ADR. All their films.
It makes sense.
And this time.
Especially, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
It exists and it's. But anyways, the plot.
No,
go for it.
Well, fun fact, and I'm. Don't quote me on this, but I'm pretty sure Bruce Lee's always wata and all that's all those noises that he makes are not actually him. It's ADR'd in somebody else.
It's somebody else.
It's somebody else.
Really? He did a lot of the ADR, and I the whole time I was just imagining him in a studio booth, being like, "Yeah,
that's not what he sounds like at all."
The thing is, I
can't do it because then it'd be racist.
Okay. I was trying to find. Oh my god, Anyways, this film is kind of awkward. I couldn't figure out how much of it. The only time that they actually shot with audio recording and audio equipment. Is when he's with the English dude and he gets the debriefing and they're in that room together.
Yeah.
And the audio sounds crystal clear and perfect.
I was like,
and that's truly his voice. And so I'm kind of curious. I don't know if that's his voice getting ADR'd. It was very weird. I couldn't find the history on that.
Well, that's definitely he does his own dialogue and everything, all the ADR.
I don't know, man. There
he
were
does.
Times
I
where
was,
like,
I was,
it
I was,
changed.
He definitely, okay. Well, maybe not all of it, but most of
that's
it.
That's what I mean.
He definitely did a lot of ADR on this movie.
But before that happens, he's talking with his student, and it's one of the best, not monologue, but exchanges of all time. That's what everybody remembers Bruce Lee by saying, when don't focus on the finger or else you're going to miss all that heavenly glory.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, that's good.
Be ready, not tense. And I'm all oh my, any martial artist can relate to this and be no, he fully understands what it's like to be this person.
Oh yeah. He's a martial artist first and then
an actor second.
Yeah, an actor and movie star second.
And that's what I want people to not forget. I'm all this guy is legit And then, everybody forgets about that.
And
everybody,
he's not even bad, like acting wise.
Okay.
Like he's,
I thought you were about to say bad. He's not even a bad martial. Like, no, he's okay.
He's a great martial artist, obviously. But I mean, like his acting is not even that bad.
Yeah, I actually like it. It's kind of fun. Like he's he's kind of like, I like his cockiness. It's cool.
Yeah.
But okay. So anyways, for the plot, he's with his like Shaolin monk. Master.
Yeah, no, he just
teacher.
Gets fucking and then, brought on by the fucking British to be like spy on this guy.
For some reason.
Dr. Han or whatever the fucking evil villain living on an island. Doing a Mortal Kombat tournament.
It's Mortal Kombat before Mortal Kombat.
Yeah. Han, I mean, really though, yeah. And then Han is just kind of your like your basic villain, Bond villain archetype. He lives on an island. He traffics in drugs and women and he's got a compound and he invites three or four fighters to come and work in a tournament because he also trains martial art stuff.
Yeah, he wanted to recruit them, right?
He wanted to recruit them, and then there's a tournament to see who can really get recruited and who's worthy and stuff. But I kind of got confused on there's a tie-in where did he send people out to kill his sister? And his dad or whatever, or that guy.
Honestly,
I kind of got a little confused on that a little bit. But
I'm pretty sure they screened the movie and they're like, wait a second, Bruce Lee's character is supposed to be the main character. We need to have him a personal reason. And they're like, all right, well, what if his crew like went to rape his sister and then she fucking killed herself with the thing? And he's like, oh, okay, now it's personal. It's like so out of place for the rest of the movie. But I don't know. The guy said he was just there. Like they just ran into him. The one, like the sidekick henchman with the scar. They're like, yeah, he happened to be on this island. And then he was like, tried to rape your sister and then chased her through the streets. Even though I wasn't there for any of it. That's how it happened.
Okay. And that's the plot.
It could be personal, even though
right. It
never comes back again. So it feels like, to me, it feels like it was added after.
Is he even named like the old guy who talks about his sister? I'm pretty sure it's just old man.
It might be.
In the credits.
I can see it.
Yeah. I'm sure, yeah.
I thought it was his grandfather or something, or maybe like the old master, but it's not. It's somebody else.
Yeah, it's just like some adjacent contact.
This is Warner Bros., man. Could Warner Bros. Get it together? That's what's so annoying about this film.
That's what's wild. Well, no, but the funny thing is, like, that's how come I appreciate this film, is it is so groundbreaking, because it's the first time that, like, Hollywood was like, okay, we're going to, like, try to be authentic, even though whatever we are, 50 years later, it's very glaringly like not really that culturally sensitive. But it like I think that like to their credit, they definitely like listened to Bruce Lee, and so Bruce Lee had a lot of input on like what it was going to be. And I think that in my review, I said like this has been parodied so many times now. That like it kind of watching this, it's hard to see how like authentic it is, and so I don't know. That's like the tough part of it. It's like because like I get like caught up where like he gets there and he's like, "You've disrespected my family," before he goes, and that's such a like classic trope. But like this was the first time it happened,
it's the first time they even met. He was like, "You disrespected my family," and the guy, and it's US, like, yeah. "Who are you?" Like they have no beef together.
I know.
He killed the actual supposed guy. He was anyway. This feeling does feel authentic, like the whole in the canals and like Hong Kong and the city of Hong Kong in the '70s.
Right.
Like and then going to this island and feeling like the really cool like compound. Like that does all feel really dope and like really like you said, groundbreaking for like Western audiences, especially to be like, this is not something like, even though it's just like the story is like a James Bond type ripoff, the infusing it with like the Eastern like fucking martial arts is something that is
has not been done before
and has not really been done. And so like obviously it was very popular and super super iconic. But anyway,
it was the reason why
he goes, like, they fight him, Roper, and I forget
Jim Kelly,
the black dude's name.
It's
I just call him Jim Kelly.
Yeah, Roper.
It's Williams. Williams is his name in the show.
Williams, that's right. And Roper is the dad from Nightmare on Elm Street. I was like, I had to look him up because I was like, who is this guy? He's so familiar, his eyebrows.
Oh, that's what it is. Yeah, okay, cool.
But anyway, they're like Vietnam vets, ex-Vietnam vets that also are like go to this tournament and stuff. And they kind of, Bruce Lee's being a super spy and trying to figure out what's going on. And he's, just like the main guy's running this fucking thing, and Roper and Bruce Lee become like sort of, you know, the enemy and my enemy is my friend. They become sort of allies by the end of it and like break apart the whole
Roper's motivation is because Williams gets attacked.
Williams gets murdered.
And murdered.
With Han's sweet metal hand.
But also because he's a huge gambler and he's like, I need money because he has like $63 in his bank account. And he tells his secretary, he's like, you could have it all. I'm like,
she's like,
are you fucking serious? That was funny. That was a good bit.
Yeah,
dude, Roper. Yeah, Roper's bit, like Roper's character. He really does have the best character development.
I mean, like the two. I wish there was more of like a harmony. Like I understand like how they kind of end up coming together at the end, but I wish there was more of like a dynamic because it's like I really was interested in the dynamic between Roper and Williams. These like ex-Vietnam vets that are like here. They're kind of on hard times. They're at this tournament which has some ambiguous like prize that nobody even knows what it is. They just never talk about it, even though it's like whatever.
I mean, it's like extravagance. Just being there itself is kind of nice. It's like, you know, you get to test your metal and then
just don't think about
hedonism.
It. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, but it's like those guys were cool. And then it's like it did feel like Bruce Lee's character had no, like he was just Bruce Lee. And he just like showed up and they're like, watch me flip my nunchucks around, which is super impressive and cool. And then, but it's like so many of the fight scenes early on felt so fake to me, which
was
that's what
Bruce Lee wants. Oh yeah. I don't know, dude. I think that they feel fake now. That's what I'm saying. Like, I think it's hard because
it is hard.
At the time. It's like to watch this. This is like the first time you're ever really seeing it, you know, like that, like,
I know
that style of fighting.
But it's like, if he's a martial artist first, it does feel like they're using so much movie magic. And then every time he's getting to show off is him kind of just solo masturbating and being like,
oh my God.
I mean, it is. It's him like on frame by himself. And then he goes from a guy's face and there's a punch sound effect.
It's insulting, though. It's because it's like it's not solo masturbation. It's him demonstrating. And then like it just feels awkward. I think this is the one thing I find personally with like all martial arts films is like, watching the fight scenes is cool, but then sometimes there'll be like a scene where they're training or they're, you know, it narratively works, but then it also feels like they're trying to display their like expertise. And I'm kind of like, I don't know. It feels shoehorned in. It kind of almost feels like a musical scene or something.
Yeah.
It's happening and it feels kind of awkward in the storyline.
Like when the karate guy shows up.
Yeah.
And they show him like a flashback of him like actually chopping through flaming blocks and actually getting hit. And it's no, he actually did that. Yeah. But it's just super weird because it's like, oh, you're showing off that this is real.
And that's cool.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying. It's like that stuff's all cool, but I'm like, I'm left wanting for this. Like, I understand, like, you know,
you can't actually punch people.
But they do all the time. And like, or
then there are fight scenes. But even in this movie, there are like, it's funny because there'll be like you said, that's like 30% of this movie has like some really cool fight scenes. And then the rest kind of feel like,
yeah, you could tell when they're like actually choreographed and it's like they're pulling their punches, but it's like, it feels impactful. But then you can tell when this guy's an extra and is like, all right, run up. And then Bruce Lee's going to like just go, yeah, and like put his hand in the air and then you fall
and
back and we'll
hard.
Add a punch sound effect. Yeah. And that's the other 70% of the movie.
Well, Bruce Lee was the only person there that's like truly trained. Like Roper has some, you know, Roper and Williams, they both had some martial art expertise, but like they weren't, it's like, that's it. Like out of
and
everybody
like the
else.
Second
hint,
Mr. Scar,
Jim Kelly,
that
was
you
trained
think is
going to
be
Lee.
The main villain because he has all the buildup of like his personal training videos of him chopping through the fire bricks. And then he dies like less than an hour into the movie.
Yeah, he gets destroyed.
I know.
He gets absolutely wrecked. And I was what happened to your skills, bro?
Is he the one he's the one who gets stomped on, right?
Yeah.
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 Which is, again, iconic Bruce Lee moment.
I like the other super buff Bolo or whatever, the other like main henchman.
Which I think is also Sammo Hung again.
That he like bends that guy in half and kills him.
That was awesome.
Yeah, that's fun.
But I think this is like the biggest difference between U.S. cinema and like Hong Kong, Chinese cinema. Of just like, you know, like stuntmen in Hong Kong and China and all those, like, if you are not there, if you're not on screen, you don't get paid. And they will pay you a little bit extra to actually just take the hit. Like, that's like, it's, I think it's also the problem between, like, let's say old Jackie Chan films and when he finally came to, like, let's say Rumble in the Bronx. And it just does not feel the same way as the old Jackie Chan films.
Yeah.
of him, like, really, like, he sells it so much more in those foreign films versus 100%. The U.S. films.
And you, well, you can tell, I think the biggest difference is you can tell when they're using stuntmen and when they're using actors. And it's like, I just wish they were using stuntmen because stuntmen kind of know what they're doing more. Whereas, like, the actors, it's like, it definitely, there was, like, I kept feeling a lot of that weird, like, not a harmony, because I was like, I'm into Bruce Lee. I'm watching him, and he's fucking cool, you know? And it's like, he's doing his thing, and he's being, like, super badass and sly, and also just being, like, fucking ripped and fast and everything. But then it's just, like, it feels like nothing in the movie can, like, quite get on his level, which is fine.
I fully agree with that.
But it's, like, the actors can't. The camera can't, like, it just feels like it's, like,
it's letting down Bruce Lee, which sucks.
It is. It's a bummer. Like, I feel like if they would have been like, okay, we're really going to pop this up. We're going to really, I don't know. It feels rushed in a way too. It's sort of like, if we really planned this out and gave it this more tension to, like, focus on him and, like, bring it into the story a little bit more, it would have worked a little bit better. But I mean, I had a good time anyway. I feel like I'm shitting on this movie, which I don't think it's, like, that good, but I do think it's wildly entertaining.
I think,
and that's
there
okay.
Are way better Bruce Lee films that you should give a chance. Because
I'd like to. This is
way,
the only one I've
like,
watched.
Honestly, the fight with Chuck Norris, if you ever seen that, one of the most, like, iconic fights in all of cinema history, is actually really good.
I think I have seen that fight, actually.
Even though it's super slow, it's like, no, these are actually pretty decent.
Yeah, Chuck Norris actually knows how to fight, and they used to actually train together, right?
Yeah, well, Bruce Lee trained Bruce Lee trained Chuck Norris, Jim Kelly, and Sharon Tate.
Oh yeah,
segue.
That's right. Oh yeah, there's your bit.
Wild. Yeah, you want to? Yeah, you want to segue into that?
I'm pretty sure they just brought him back to life because honestly,
that guy's really good. As
the
Bruce
guy
Lee.
Who plays Bruce Lee in Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, go listen to that episode. Like, he does his voice mannerisms perfectly. Like, he, like, the voice was so spot on because I didn't even realize it until watching this, and I was like, oh, that's great. Like, so that guy was probably the guy who just did all the voices in the ADR, like you're saying.
I know, yeah.
50 years ago.
When he was 12.
Yeah, he was like 25.
That's probably, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Like.
Yeah, they did him so dirty in that film. I don't know why.
I mean, I've heard that he's got, like, a reputation, but that's the thing. It's like there's such a mystique around Bruce Lee, which I think I kind of like it to be ambiguous. Because it's like, he very much, since he died so young, he died at 32, and it's like, his death is even like they're not 100% sure how he died or what led to the cause of his, like, you know, cerebral edema or whatever, his brain swelling. They're like, they don't 100% know. But it's like,
I mean, dude,
with
him,
you go with the legend. It's the arm, it's the taking him out the sweat glands. That's the legend. And it's like him, him being like kind of the cocky asshole. I think kind of works, and it's like, I don't think it's a problem because it's like, I don't think we have to put him on this pedestal. I think it's like, he is that good, and if he got his glands removed and that ended up killing him, that's fucking brutal. But it's such a, like, I don't know, 50 years later, it's such a legendary type thing that, like, encompasses his mystique that I kind of like. I'm like, I'm there for it, you know.
No, that's true. I mean, Bruce Lee is the legend. He is the martial artist that paved the way for MMA, for martial arts in the West. He's the reason why every kid in the 80s grew up on, like, karate stuff.
Yeah. And I have mad respect for that, but I think it's because I know this movie is highly regarded. It's, like, on AFI's Top 100 or something. It's, I don't know for sure if that, but I've seen it on lists, and it's like, I know Bruce Lee is a legend, and yeah, I'm more familiar with more quote-unquote modern, right, because Bruce Lee's the 70s, he paved the way. Of, like, you know, Jackie Chan and, like, Jet Li and, like, all those
guys.
Did
you know Jackie Chan's in this movie?
Dude, I saw that when I was looking up. I was looking up Jackie Chan movies, and I saw Enter the Dragon. He's, like, an extra or something.
Hmm. Yeah, like, that's amazing. Yeah, he's in, like, two scenes with him.
Should have had him be more of a stuntman, man.
But, exactly.
He would have been better.
But Pablo, you were – I was gonna comment this when you mentioned last time, just a second ago, about paying. Payment there is wild. Like, they would get – people would come in, do a choreographed scene – and then the production team would say, all right, meet tomorrow. We're gonna, you know, pick up. And not a single person would show back up. And so they'd have to go find another group of people. And so they would try to get as much. That's where this film, like, looking at the behind the scenes, the production of this, that's where, like, it feels rushed because it was. A lot of it was.
Well, it sounds like a crazy production.
This for
right,
exactly.
Especially,
like,
I usually don't know the budget. but having just, I mean, Wikipedia. I was just on Wikipedia and I saw it. Right. Happened to see
you saw it.
And we'll get to it. But I'm like,
we can get into that a little bit.
That's pretty like run and gun shooting. Like it feels like that.
Oh,
but it adds to, like you're saying, the authenticity. I think, you know.
Yeah, and like John Saxon, like he was only there for like, I think he was like 13 days on this whole production. So it's like they really were like, you know, backs against the wall. And so I actually think what they got out of it was pretty coherent. And like I think it where maybe it lacked like some nuance. It definitely like. The story's there, and I think the story's like kick ass. Like
you're being a little generous, and that's fine. It's not that it lacks nuance; it lacks basic common sense in the story, and like from the screen. There's so many things where it's just like, don't think about it, don't ask, like just move past it because it's not about that. What's it about?
But
is it about
really
him?
Bruce,
is it about him nunchucking?
Bruce
because
Lee.
If they can't get that right, though, but they can't even get that right.
That was awesome.
But
what are you talking about?
The
sound effects sucked.
No, whatever's the best.
Yeah, I know. But dude, my favorite part was when freaking Jim Kelly was getting his ass kicked, and like he gets kicked into like the '60s groove girls with like
their
faces, and they're all like, they're all high, and like,
I know he's just, and then they're just like petting him. He's just like. She's like, let me help you up. And he's like, better not. I'm already like ashamed. I don't know. It's like there's good bones there. And it's like, I guess it was like, I, even though I had a lot of fun with this, like I enjoyed myself and I thought it was wildly entertaining. It's because like, I didn't have that high of expectations, but I guess I must have. Just because of like the quote unquote legendary status,
you seem so let down, bud.
I'm it's like, I'm
movie,
disappointed.
This movie is exactly what it's supposed to be. Like, you know, like
a fucking
what it is.
Like a B movie with a fucking martial artist shoved in it. Like, I guess I understand that it was
kind of. Paid. I mean, you saw the budget.
That's what I'm saying. It's you know, forgivable, but I was expecting they're like, this is one of the most like influential, 100%. No denying the influence that this movie had on cinema and bringing like martial art as a genre basically to the rest of the world. There's no denying that, but it's not a good movie. Like, I was expecting it to be at least a good movie.
No,
it's a sort of bad movie, but it's fun. It's definitely like a B movie for sure, but I guess I just wasn't expecting that. I do think on a rewatch, if I were to rewatch this, having known what it is, I think I would enjoy it a little bit more. Just kind of knowing what I'm biting off. But I was just like, am I supposed to be taking this seriously or is this a joke? But no, this is every other movie makes a joke of this movie. But I was like, I guess I just didn't know that. I thought this was legendary film.
It's not making a joke of the movie. It's just like, oh, we're playing homage to it because of how influential it is.
I think it could be both, though.
I mean, sure, but people making jokes about Mortal Kombat or like Street Fighter.
Yeah, but I mean,
like a joke.
Right. Fucking seriously with his like claw hand and his like let's chop cats like guillotine cat bit and like all these like the just like
dude, no,
it's not like
when
oh,
he walked in,
we're homaging it because it's so respectful. It's like no, it's fucking goofy. It's really goofy.
Well,
Until Bruce Lee shows up, and you're like, "Oh my!"
It's really not goofy when he goes.
No, that's awesome.
It is awesome.
That's like the whole point of that scene. I know you don't understand nuance, Levi, but the whole point of that scene is like, "Oh, I finally,
oh my god,
I broke." Like Bruce Lee is now gone to the dark side, and just like, okay, no, I'm done playing around. It's time to actually throw down. And
where are you
I have
getting
to
that
kill.
From?
That's
he has no. He's no, literally. Dude, he literally just. No, they're like, I'm not gonna wear an outfit. Because I'm too badass, and the guy's like, hey, you didn't wear an outfit, and Bruce Lee just stares him down. Where's this nuance of like, oh, he's a broken man coming from his troubled past, and he's really just trying to keep it together. But then he finally breaks down when he has to kung fu hundreds of evil henchmen. It's like,
that's just what he's doing.
That's just, and that's fine.
And he knows who Han is, and so he's not going to play into Han's hand by, you know, conforming to what Han wants, because Han is there to like control them. This is like another part of demonstrating like the power that he has over these people, and like, and it's just it like it I love the like the wealth aspect behind it, like how just like his kind of like extravagant lifestyle, it kind of gets the better of him at the end. Like he thinks that he's so insulated from getting attacked or like from having any consequences because he's isolated himself to this island, and he thinks that he can bring people in and like have them fight, and then he's just like he also has the hubris that he himself can fight. And so, like, I love that because he cannot fight.
Yeah, he sends everyone out to do his dirty work. Right. And then when it actually comes down, you're expecting some kind of like epic showdown at the end.
Yeah, but he just kind of runs
his
away,
ass kicked, and then runs away like a bitch and hides in the fucking mirror maze.
Well, but I love that. Yeah, he
Which
runs away and then he
I kind of
like
that.
He gets a better weapon, and then and then
he like
but
just
still,
through, and he gets like that, the fucking. Like the steak knives.
The shredder knife. Well, I love like the old school prop where it's his hand.
That looked pretty bad, but that was fucking hilarious.
The log, and it's like a thousand times bigger than his thing, and you can see
it looks really bad, but it's awesome.
That's always great. Like that, super. And that's, dude, I have practical effects, man. It's great. That's what's cool.
That's what's cool is
there's no CG. Like all the stunts and all the action are practical. Like it's done.
You tell me they didn't fucking bring in the hottest special effects artist for this movie?
When Bruce
Lee. But you got to think about it. Like you see movies like Hero or like any movie, like Crouching Tiger. Like I understand that was like, that's part of.
Yeah, wire works.
The wire work is part of it, but then there's CG involved in the wire work too. It's like there's CG involved in the choreography that like does enhance it. And so there's something that's like to be said about that. But I mean, I get it. If you like, you just watch a movie and you're like, it's not Seven, so the production volume quality wasn't perfect. So
yeah,
during the final showdown, and you see Bruce Lee do that really, really fast kick to Han when he's like kind of on the ground, if you slow it down, that's very clearly like a dummy. And he's just like,
that was the best. Because he kicks it out of the foreframe.
And he brings it back. And I'm like, that kick was vicious.
I wish there was more of that. That was dope.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
Because that, even though, again, it's kind of goofy and you can tell it's fake, you still feel the impact. That was one of my favorite parts because even though it was definitely a dummy, I felt his power. For one of the only times in the movie where he's actually hitting someone else and he's not like, you know, doing 25%. Like, he's just fucking wailing on this dummy because he doesn't have.
Oh, right.
Like, I wish there was more dummies. Like, I wish he would just fucking, like, punch a dummy in the chest and they'll just cut to that shot and it flies like 30 feet.
Well, dude, you're bummed because it literally is like people can't keep up with him. So, like, when he does fights, it's like he can't go as hard. And so, like, it would be kind of cool to see him. I've never seen, like,
Are there other footages
of him in him, you know, whatever, like a sparring absolutely. Or in a bout or something?
They're a bit more demonstration focused, so I wouldn't take them as like, oh yeah, he's absolutely destroying these people. But his other fights and other like Golden Harvest movies that are like foreign, it's like, okay, yeah, he goes way harder, way faster. And not every production crew can be Jackie Chan's stunt team. Not everything can be Donnie Yen and Sammo Hung doing the choreography.
I get that this is like a lower budget movie and they're kind of scraping it together and it does feel like run to the main. But like, don't pretend it's not possible.
I don't.
It's like a product. Like, it does feel like the camera guy just woke up and he's like, oh, fuck. Like,
no,
and it's
I
like,
don't
block
disagree.
It out. Spend 10 minutes and block the scene out.
I don't disagree that everything is letting down Bruce Lee.
He's like not even in frame half the time. But it's just like if he cared that much, like, I guess it's like, or the director or whoever, like, they could have worked together to make a more cohesive thing. But I mean, what do I know? This movie was wildly successful. So, but, like, fuck me. But
and that's the thing. it had such a crazy blowout success that, like, it did. I mean, the only reason it kind of like, honestly, if this movie failed so hard, we might not get like
Jackie
martial
Chan.
Art movies.
Oh, yeah. We might not have gotten Jackie Chan. We might not have gotten Donnie Yen.
Like,
anybody.
Like, we wouldn't have gotten like John Wick. Like, we wouldn't have gotten movies today that exist because it's like, it's kind of wild how influential. Like, and I get it. Like, we're US centric because that's where we are. Hello. But it's like, there are foreign films that we're doing, you know, like, to answer the question, foreign films have been making kung fu style movies. Action martial art films for pretty much ever since film started in foreign countries where that's more of a practice. But like, straight up, dude, until 73, America didn't have this at all. Like, we wouldn't have. It's crazy how influential. And I think that is coloring my viewing of this movie. I let a lot slide.
Let me just tell you another movie that came out in 1973 that has a ton of fucking awesome kung fu, has a fucking way more of an identity, and I'll look up the budget too, but I'm curious. But Lady Snowblood Exorcist? Came out the same year, and it's like,
isn't that a foreign film?
But that's a different. That's a completely different style. Japanese. But
yeah.
Well then, and I think the fighting, that's the fighting style is a lot different.
I know this is like an American or at least like a Western director and crew, so it's like not jiving. But it's like Lady Snowblood was, I mean, not popular on the same level, but it's just like it's better made.
Yeah, it's better.
Well, don't get me wrong. I liked Lady Snowblood more than this. But if we were going to compare, like, you know, the two personally, but like, just that's because Lady Snowblood had it's a different kind of. It's like a little more methodical, where this is like, this purely is just demonstrating, like, this is similar to, you know, a fucking Predator or something that we've watched, where it is just showing the like masculinity behind it and like the discipline behind it. And so, you know, that's where this film is.
But also, like, the point I'm trying to make is with U.S. crossing over with more foreign stuff, it doesn't always mesh together. That's why we do have some issues with, let's say, Way of the Dragon or Enter the Dragon or other Jackie Chan films like Rumble in the Bronx or Rush Hour.
I agree, and that's my entire point, is that my entire point is just, like, he came over here and was like, fucking Bruce Lee, right? Because, I mean, but he'd been, it's not like he was some unheard thing. He was in fucking Green Hornet.
Right. He was a TV star, but
he's completely unaware of like Hollywood, I guess, productions. If anything, he is like kind of like the fucking dude, the like Eastern dude in Hollywood at the time, especially, which is like why there was so much influence and stuff like that. But
he broke stereotypes.
Yeah, 100%. And it's not like but I'm saying it's not like he showed up and was like, everyone was like, oh God, we were living in caves before you got here, Bruce Lee. We don't know how to make movies, apparently.
They don't.
There's again, so many great
we
movies.
We still, like, there's still a bunch of Jackie Chan examples, which is later on, that's just like, oh, you still don't know how to act with these people.
I'll die on
you still don't know how to direct with these people and show off how good they are.
Well, no, and I agree. And it's like, you guys are saying it doesn't matter that the movie looks like trash. And I'm like, I think it's cool. It's just a B movie. It's a low budget B movie. I just wasn't expecting that. That's fine. But you guys are like, no. It looks like shit. Sounds like shit. The script is shit. The fucking acting in it from everyone is shit. Everything's shit. Okay, but it's not about that. It's an exhibition movie. And
No.
There's like two scenes where he actually gets to show off. Then it's just like him alone.
Are you kidding me, dude?
I'm saying everything's bad.
He shows off. He shows off. Like,
that is, every time he's on camera, he's showing off, I guess. You're right.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, dude, like, he's demonstrating like what he can do pretty much every time.
Even like, and I know he jumped over those guys at the beginning. I know he did it. But like the way they shot it was like, it definitely could have been just any dude on a springboard with like four edits. Like that's what bums me out.
No, again,
that's what bums me out.
The movie lets down Bruce Lee.
I think that's the biggest bummer. Is that the mother flipper died? Like,
there probably would have been way better U.S. movies after this.
I do think so, too, yeah.
He would have been fucking alive today.
He's at the top of his
Jackie
game.
Jackie Chan's still alive.
He would have been directing.
Like in the next, like, you know, this, and that's kind of this. That's what sucks, dude. The speculation where it's like, the next 20 years, he would have, who knows where he would have gone. And
he probably
like
would have created MMA. He probably would have created the UFC instead of like Dana White or whoever.
Yeah, it's definitely unfortunate because it's like, I definitely feel like there would have been a masterpiece in his filmography.
I agree. And I
within
think
the next
10
years after this, like, I feel like, this movie is raw and it's like influential and it has a lot of promise for sure. You know what I mean? I'm not disputing any of that. And it is a bummer because it's just like, I know that it's just like,
then
he's at the top. He died that year that it released.
Pablo and I know. Isn't that insane, dude? And so it's like, that's why Pablo and I like are giving. I'm giving it
the benefit of the doubt.
You guys are
giving it a huge benefit of the doubt, though.
You're ignoring a lot of stuff.
I'm seeing the potential, dude. How many movies do you like out there that like you see like, oh, this is so raw, but the story
how
like,
many,
20 days later is like that. Like,
how many,
you know,
other movies that we've covered recently where we've been like, like, even, like, last week, for example, like, we'd say this, we have this conversation, like, every other week about, like, this movie was cool, but it could have been great. But it's, like, for some reason, this movie gets a pass?
Yes.
Where it's, like,
no, oh my
Atlanta,
gosh,
like, Leviathan, honestly, but feels very similar to this as far as, like,
And we love Leviathan. What do you mean?
I love Leviathan, but it's not a good movie. Like I said in that episode, it's a two-star movie, but I got 4 stars of enjoyment out of it.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying about this movie. I'm not trying to say that this looks perfect and sounds perfect.
You guys are all like, Levi, you just don't get the nuance.
You don't, though. You're not. Like, there's
no nuance.
You're not.
You don't.
You're not.
There's no nuance.
We're picking the mics.
You're not wanting to, like, I don't know. It does. You do have to have this, like, IRL context to really appreciate this movie.
Did Leviathan make $500 million?
Dude, no, this movie to date, with just its re-releases, has grossed with inflation, so it was kind of a weird number, $700 million.
Yeah, I saw that. It's fucking insane.
It's like that's crazy.
That's huge.
And I did like some deeper research, because we're just going to jump to a little money minute now. Yeah, just fast forward a little bit.
Because
it actually like kind of blows my mind.
It's one of the under $1 million is like the budget, right?
Yeah. And it's that, like, that's like, it's true. Like, they're not like, that's not, I mean, you know, for inflation or whatever, it's like, who knows what that continues. That's probably only like, honestly, that's only like, not even 5 million. Like, not even.
Not even.
Like,
no, that's
two.
I have mad respect for that. And it's like, even this quote unquote amateur style of the film does become more authentic, like you say, and raw. It does lend it a certain sense of like realness, even that is like actually kind of like carrying more weight than some of the fight scenes, because even they feel kind of like fake and clunky sometimes. But it's like, because the movie is. It does feel raw. It does. I can definitely tell they're just like a dude with a handy cam on a boat in Hong Kong. You know what I mean?
Like, right. And they're like on location.
And that's,
like, yeah,
that's crazy. That's real as fuck. Which.
No.
Can we mention that guy that like, that was like kind of an antagonist early on the boat. And then,
Bruce Lee's
like,
gone.
He just throws him out on the boat and he's like, oh, I'll get you. But then he gets to the tournament and he gets like fucking. He's like the first guy and he gets KO'd and like dies. They just throw him in the shark pit or something.
Okay. Is that what happened? I couldn't remember. I was like, did he even make it to the tournament? I don't even remember him.
He made it, he's like the first guy that gets beat up.
Funny. Well, that's right, dude. I love that scene. It's like that scene on the boat when he's like, when they're going around and like everyone's being cocky and they're fucking sizing each other up, you know? And then you can see like he gets killed first. And because he's, like, so, like, confident in himself and, like, underestimates Bruce Lee. And, like, I don't know. I like that scene. It's, like, this movie has great scenes like that. And so, you know,
I wish there was more of that, though, because it's, like, I do think.
I know. I mean.
Cut out some of the, like, unnecessary, like, I get him sneaking around a compound for, like, 10 minutes straight.
I know. Well, and that's Green Hornet. I swear to God, they were like, people at home like Green Hornet. That's what he does. He does capers.
Yeah, he's Kato.
Shit,
you know what I mean? He's fucking.
Yeah, right. And so it's kind of like, that was kind of like silly where I was like, times where I'm like, okay, Batman, you're like, I don't know, the grappling hook. But like, I loved the work. The fucking snake work is so cool.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
dude, that was the
he
best.
Got bit by that snake in real life, but like, they took the
venom out or whatever.
No, he probably sucked the venom out himself.
Yeah,
I know.
Everyone on set was like,
he just flexed his muscles because there's like 0% body fat. He just flexed his muscles and just squeezed it out.
Yeah. No, in real life, though, he'd get bit and he's so like thin that it'd just kill him immediately. It would go to his heart so fast.
It went to his bones. That's why they couldn't find it.
Yeah. But anyways, he slapped that cobra like 50 times. Like, it's crazy how, you know, his snake work is good, dude. And he was pretty good with that cobra,
like,
you know?
I was having a lot of fun because even though it's like, again, I expected like, I guess, more prestige or something. But it's like when he throws the cobra into the like fucking, like he puts it in that the room, the control room, and the guy like does a front flip. He's like, oh no, cobra. And he like front flips through the window.
He's
like, get out. I know. It's like, let's get out of here.
Well, it's like, that's the style of the time too. It's like, that is the like, that's the theatrics of it. You know?
If you can throw a guy into something and break something,
do it.
Why wouldn't you? You know what I mean? Every shot.
Right.
May as well.
Yeah. I mean, dude, I'm trying to think, like, I've watched, like, some pretty bad, like, this is, Kung Fu is definitely such a, like, a niche subgenre that, like, I'm not very versed in it. I clearly don't really know much. It's the first time I've seen this. It's the first Bruce Lee movie I've ever seen. So, you know, I mean, I'm definitely
there are
like,
others that
not want to talk about it, but it makes me feel like I have like a soft spot in my heart because A, Zach Keane, he fucking loves kung fu movies.
That's 100% where I got all my kung fu knowledge from. Basically,
Right, exactly. And so, anyways, but then also this just it warms my heart because this feels it's such a like adjacent genre, not necessarily in like theme, but like it's just got the horror, you know, like aspect to it, where like you can just make a super low budget movie and then it does really well in the box office and like it, you know, people like it's like and people love it, and there's like it has a specific genre of people coming to see the movie.
That's
so
what
the fact that this movie did so well is wild to me.
Yeah, like, and it's impressive because I said, it's like even though the plot is just ripped up, it's like James Bond with like a kind of a buddy thing thrown into the middle of it, but the fact that it's like taking this fucking super awesome fighting and throwing it in this mix instead of just being like I'm Bond in a suit and like shoots a guy and like maybe disarms him with one thing,
and that's
lame,
they did that on purpose when they
him
the
fighting off
no
like 30
thing,
guys. Yeah, it's dope.
That no, the no guns is totally because they're like, we don't want to be, you know, they were like, we're trying to like deviate from these tropes, these American US tropes that exist, where it is like go in with guns and gadgets.
He literally,
you know,
was like,
yeah,
no, he
guns.
Says early on, he's like, any fool can pull a trigger or whatever he says. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like anyone can fucking do that. It takes real skill to engage in combat.
And but in real life, he absolutely carried a gun in real life because he was scared that so many people will challenge him.
Yeah.
Which should be fair.
To be fair.
I mean,
all it takes is some idiot getting his fucking shame and then pulls a
knife
for a gun.
Really?
Or something.
Yeah. Just fucking sucker punch him. You know, it's like, that's the thing. Yeah. It's
really easy to take someone down when they're not expecting it.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a shame that he didn't get to go on and make more, because it's like...
Still got some good other
like,
movies.
Even like you said, it is promising. Like, this movie has a lot of potential, and I guess that's where it's like, it could have been really good and really great. And it's like, I just imagined if they would have had 5-10 years to really fucking perfect that... like what they were doing, you know what I mean?
It could have been the best of both worlds.
It
I agree.
Been, yeah, God, like yeah. It could have been great.
Golden,
no, I,
the
I
Golden Harvest films are still like great. I think they're better than Enter the Dragon, but they're far less accessible because they're foreign films. They're all in Cantonese or Japanese Chinese or whatever.
Yeah, I'm glad that's like more accessible these days, because it's like the fact that you've even seen them is like a testament that now that it's like someone who has an interest in martial arts and like specifically martial arts and media can seek those out, where obviously back in the 70s, like that shit wasn't coming over here. People didn't want that necessarily. And this was like the Americanization, quote unquote, of that style, which is why it was so popular. It's because they're like, oh, what if we just like did this, but did it in English with fucking a James Bond theme and sexy ladies, which
the
love interest, I like how she's just dead at the end. like Roper's
like,
just like
off the,
he,
off,
she's
like,
just like
it's
in
like
the
she's
corner.
Barely in the corner of the camera, so like just like she's there, and I'm like is that her by those lawn chairs?
Yeah. And Bruce Lee comes out and he throws him like a really awkward thumbs up, you know.
yeah,
I guess, well, dude, man, I'm like,
can you just tell me, Pablo, who is the dragon? And who is entering them? What is the... Is the dragon the competition? Is Bruce Lee considered
Bruce
the dragon?
Lee
don't
is the
think
dragon.
About it. Do not think
he
about it.
He is the dragon, right?
It's just a cool title.
No. Shut up. Enter the Dragon. It's Bruce Lee's first American film, Enter the Dragon.
Oh, so
it's like
him. It's like a meta.
And so he's entering...
Yes.
But is there like a dragon style that he...
It's
like,
just
is that
cool.
Like
his style
of
dragon.
Older...
No,
he's Asian.
No, he is the dragon. That is... He is the legend.
Is it... Because Way of the Dragon was a movie before this.
Yeah, that is a different thing, yeah. But Enter the Dragon makes so much sense for Bruce Lee, because it's like Bruce Lee's first entering into U.S. cinema.
Yeah, but that's such a bummer for me.
It's the context I can understand, I guess, by just being like, that, it's kind of just what I assumed. I was like, okay, so
that leads
he's
into
the dragon.
The legend of like the cockiness. He's like, everyone stand back. The dragon has entered.
I
did, you know, and
it literally felt.
Can you keep up with my nunchucks? Yeah,
but dude.
No, it
dude,
literally feels like.
You're like, are you kidding me? This is like, it's like, I don't know.
You know what
you
it feels like, Jordan?
No, I'm fine with
no,
it.
You know what it feels
but
like,
I'm
Jordan?
Just saying, Quentin Tarantino, maybe he had a
yeah.
Run.
No,
I know. First of all, Tarantino so much.
I love Tarantino more than like Levi, but I still disagree with that bit.
I mean, who knows? You know what this feels like?
It feels like literally every single time like Goku shows up on screen being like, oh my God, Goku's here. Everybody shut up. It's Goku. I can't wait for him to beat everybody's ass because it's Goku. I don't care that he's overpowered and just so much better than everybody else. It's Goku.
It does.
It's Bruce Lee.
Well, and that's what I'm saying.
The dragon.
It's like, yeah, exactly. If John Wick, that's fine. You know, you're not sitting there like, I don't know, you're not like, oh, Keanu Reeves, what a dick. Like, he wants to be, you know, the center of attention in his movie.
That's the thing. I'm like, I don't care. Like, it does. All I'm saying.
He's just jealous.
I'm not even saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying if Bruce Lee was a cocky asshole, it makes sense if the movie's Enter the Dragon because he's the dragon, not even in the movie of the context, but just because he's so cool, he's Goku, that he has to get his fucking armpit glands removed because he's fucking Mr.
Why do you
fucking Hollywood.
I know. Is that real? Like, I don't even know.
Like, some people say yes, 100% fact, and then some people say it's an urban legend, but a lot of people say that that's it caused him to get heat stroke and that's what killed him.
I should get my sweat glands removed. I'm very sweaty.
It's weird though because how he died, like
heat stroke.
I am curious though if you watch like History Channel did like a whole bit on it, like a, you know, they just like went through his like his death and his the case of it, and it's like it like wasn't a hot day, and like the aspirin that he took had this like weird like mebetrotol or something, whatever, some compound in it that like they think caused brain swelling and that's what caused him to die.
Yeah, he like took like, aspirin or something.
Yeah, because yeah, in the aspirin, but it wasn't like. It was like this specific aspirin had this like specific compound in it that probably just like reacted with him. But it's so weird because like he like to the report, he didn't have any other substance in his system, and he just had a headache and he took the aspirin, went to bed and never woke up.
Yeah.
And it, like, and there's only one person with him. And so it's just very awkward. And I'm not like, I don't, you know, I'm not going to like.
Well, he was having seizures podcast, a couple months before is what I was reading too.
I have a question.
Okay. Yeah.
Did he die before or after Sharon Tate was murdered?
Oh, after. After? This movie came out. Sharon Tate was murdered in 1969.
I remember 68 or 69, yeah.
Okay. All right, so Charles Manson. So I'm saying this right now. Charles Manson murdered Bruce Lee.
Maybe. He really could have.
He's just like,
yeah, he
could have
got one of his.
Yeah. That's really what it was. He's look at the MK Ultra. Like,
hey. Who knows?
There honestly is a little bit. That's a whole different thing of some
possible. Yeah, we're trying to get into true crime conspiracy theory territory. Yeah.
Well, it really was. I mean, even the History Channel bit is like very conspiracy theory.
It is, of course. Well, and the fact, like I said, like having a death that is like medically ambiguous
always brings that. Yeah,
it's
going to
lead to more, like yeah, like the legend and stuff. And that's why I'm like, 50 years later, like I don't know if I don't care. If it's like, I don't think it's that insensitive where it's just like, print the legend, man. You know what I mean? At this point, it's like, print the legend. If he died of some dumb reaction, that's cool.
I mean,
but it's funner if he died because he removed his armpit glands and then he couldn't sweat and his brain exploded and then he was a dick. Like, I don't know. It's kind of funner that way for me.
But. I mean, have you read any of his books or any of his like quotes that he did, like any of those?
Yeah.
This
any
is
of those
his
books?
Wisdom. This is
yeah,
the first
Bruce Lee's
Lee
wisdoms.
I've ever watched. But I've read all. I read your book that you wrote about Bruce Lee.
He is like honestly like really deep and thought provoking when it comes to
he seems about life,
his kind of like Taoism.
I did see a little bit of an interview, and he does seem like
he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, like pretty eloquent and like
like
he definitely
gives
a lot of
this
thought
movie,
to his words,
dude.
Which
when
shows.
He's with his teacher at the beginning of this movie, that's like
that's
that
yeah no
him.
That's
a philosophy. That's a philosophy he brought into the movie, like. Yeah.
He's definitely not a dummy, just going around.
The writers didn't have any of that. The writers were like, yeah, we're writing a Hong Kong movie. Like, they didn't know, you know, they're just like, I don't know. And then when Bruce Lee was attached,
what are we going to call this thing? Enter the Dragon. Here he is. They're like, oh, shit, that's what we should call this movie.
He is the dragon.
He's the dragon.
Have you never heard, like, a title called that? Like, Enter Blank?
You know
yeah,
what,
course,
Levi? If you
right,
for your movie,
sure
for
just
you,
like,
your movie, it's going to be Enter the Slob Boy.
Enter the Void.
Enter the Slob Monster.
Yeah, you wish.
Enter the Goober, dude.
I know. If it was a movie about how much of a goober I am, so I guess this movie's about how much like
that's why the dragon is.
But that's what I'm saying. That's my whole point, that the movie feels inconsequential to what Bruce Lee is just there. And so the movie is weak because it's just a way to showcase Bruce Lee that doesn't even really do it that good. Which is, that's why I'm a bummer, because it's like, yeah, it's cool and it's influential.
I will say, for this month, and whoever's listening out there, please vote for other foreign films that are very, like, Chinese, Japanese central, because it is very different compared to Western stuff, depending on how we're doing this.
I did want
to
watch.
I don't want it to all be U.S. stuff.
Yeah, well, I mean, nobody ever votes for them, because it's like, I always put, I wanted to watch something in the vein of, like, the late 90s, early 2000s, like, run of, like, Chinese martial arts cinema, like, because of the success of, like, Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, which we go listen to that episode, which was dope. And so I want to see more, like, that's why I put Hero. I'll probably put a couple other movies like that on the upcoming polls.
Ong Bak, Ip Man, if we want to see where it picked up.
Ip Man.
Of, like, how Bruce Lee.
Ip Man's, I've seen Ip Man.
Ip Man's cool.
And it's dope. And it lost this week. So another one. We're not watching it, man.
We gotta do another animation. I saw Pablo, you mentioned Dragon Ball Z.
Let's do Dragon Ball Z films.
It would be fun to do an animation martial art.
Rip Akira Toriyama, man.
Oh, you know what this movie reminded me of? Real quick, is Black Dynamite.
Oh god.
Dude, no, 100%. No, that's what's so great, is like how the Kung Fu movie had such a large influence on, like, you know, BIPOC and people in large in that diaspora, like, and in their cinema, like that is really cool. Like that part of film.
Seeing Jim Kelly being like this badass karate dude.
Yeah,
I'm all like, oh yeah.
This does feel like, like it's like coming from a blaxploitation background. It does feel like and maybe it was like the crew.
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, he was also like a student of Bruce Lee, and he was in a Bruce Lee film.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Wu-Tang, dude.
Watch your
That's,
neck.
And there's a cool movie called Daybreakers, or not movie, show. It's like kind of like a young adult, but there's a black character in there, and he like loves samurai and martial art films.
Dude, I thought you were talking about Daybreakers with
not
Ethan
Daybreaker,
Hawk, dude.
Not Ethan Hawke.
Oh my
it
God,
might be called Daybreakers.
Film?
Yeah. I think. Yeah, that what Daybreakers is kind of like. It's like post-apocalyptic style.
Yeah.
It's a good show. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, it's got Willem Dafoe. Just kidding. I'm still talking about the movie.
I mean, that one's amazing. Yeah, yeah. Dude, I love that Willem Dafoe. Dude, I want that poster so bad.
I know,
bad.
With him flying out of the car.
Don't get me. Yeah, dude.
All right. Anyway, so obviously.
Well, I didn't get to finish. Well, whatever. I guess it doesn't
matter.
I mean,
what do you got?
Money Minute was really fun because it's like crazy. It was one of his worst performing films in Hong Kong. But it was like,
makes sense.
It did. Like, I mean, it still did really well too. It was like
maybe,
3 million.
Maybe
in
that's
Hong
why
Kong.
It was so successful, is because it was dumbed down for us dumb American audiences, and that's why
I
did
know,
so
honestly,
good.
Honestly,
yeah,
right.
We do have to dumb down for you.
Well, and I deny that it's dumbed down.
No, dude, it's 100% though. Hong Kong was just saturated. That's it. We really, really were just like such a fresh market.
That makes
like,
sense. Yeah.
People were like, "Holy shit, this is like really fun to see." Like, it's, you know, that they enjoyed this film, and so. Yeah, but then in America, it made like $25 million in its 8-week run, which is wild, dude. And then it's like so many, like, and even then after it released, after 8 weeks, they brought it back like the like following years, like the last decade after it came out. They would every year it was released for like six or seven weeks again in theaters because people just loved it and like they wanted to see it and his passing and stuff, you know, and like having legacy films come out and stuff. But it's just wild how it's one of the highest grossing films of all time to budget. So that's wild. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's like literally like 700%. It's and fucking crazy.
Yeah.
Can I say one more thing before we're moving off the movie, of just like picking up where Bruce Lee left off? If anybody like wants to watch Bruce Lee styles and where it could have gone to, go watch Warrior. Because that's what that's honestly like actually Bruce Lee wanted to do.
Which one?
Warrior.
There's a couple Warriors.
No, it's called Warrior. It's a Cinemax series.
Oh, the series.
The series, the Warrior.
Oh.
Yeah, because that was supposed to be Bruce Lee's like one of his original like scripts or stories that he wanted to tell. But obviously, because it's so long ago, nobody's like, okay, we don't want to see an Asian character being talking about immigrating. It's a period piece to San Francisco and all that. Yeah. But that is straight up. No, it's Bruce Lee. That is Bruce Lee's story.
I'd check that out. Yeah, for sure. Because it's like...
It's good. It's
Cinemax
really good.
Put out some surprisingly baller shit. That's what we were talking about. Go watch Quarry also. That's a Cinemax. I got fucked too soon. Anyway, we'll button it up, but I'll read the Reddit real quick, which you commented on all these, Pops. I'm proud of you, but you should. So Clones Are People 2 says, first watch, Bruce Lee is new territory for me, so I had no idea what to expect from this. Actually, no, what I expected was a loose plot with lots of cool martial art set pieces and awesome choreography. And the plot was, as expected, it was much more a 70s spy movie than I thought it would be, and really reminiscent of an early James Bond, with a score that felt mostly like a standard cop drama. The fight scenes were okay. There were some good ones, like the chase with Lee's sister and the final one in the mirror room, but overall I found them I found they were kind of basic. I guess this is what happens when the film is so iconic and copied from. Exactly. Overall, a little disappointed. It was more American than I expected, and I wanted to see crazy stunt fight scenes. Maybe I just wanted Jackie Chan. Thank you. I get that. You know, it's like it's hard to compare when something has been so spoofed, because now I'm like, what is the first movie where it's ended with a bad guy, like the trope of the bad guy escaping into like the mirror maze? Like, is it? It can't be this movie, because it might be.
Dude, you're actually that's kind of cool. I wonder
because that's a trope now.
Because it, right. But that I loved that. I loved like the House of Mirrors. I thought that was cool. When he's like, you know, you got to break it to break your enemy or whatever.
I love. Even though it was so obvious that it was going to happen, that he was going to get impaled on the spear, it was still so satisfying. Awesome. It was obvious.
Spins him around.
But it was so cool though.
Yeah, Bruce Lee.
That's a beautiful ending to that fight scene. Yeah, that was great. But you know what? I wanted to say, I didn't even mention. I feel so silly because I love Stephen Chow, and that is somebody who else I recommend if you liked this film, and somebody you want to look into. I'm sure if you know it, you've seen Kung Fu Hustle, but it's like. I love that is a movie we should watch one day.
I put Kung Fu. I was gonna put it on the poll, but I trimmed it down. So I think it's gonna be maybe on next week's poll.
We should watch Shaolin's Soccer.
Cool.
I know that was when I narrowed down too. I ended up narrowing down.
It would be. I've never seen Shaolin Soccer.
It's so good.
And I love Kung Fu Hustle so much, and so I know Shaolin Soccer will be good. But I like that. That'd be interesting to watch to see, because like Kung Fu Hustle kind of feels similar in like. Him doing his own thing that he wants to do, and then like the blending the cultures too of like American and Chinese. So
I gotta mention real quick, I thought it was I was kind of excited when it was like, oh, he's just like trafficking women with like heroin and stuff. I was like, oh, that's raw. Dude, that's real. Like, that's real. I'm like, that's like real world shit, and like that's like an actual thing that happens in villains. But then they show up and it's like literally some mad like laboratory, and all the track marks are like literally just Sharpie or something. They actually do that though, but they don't have to like lock them in a laboratory and they're like, time for your heroin.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It was cartoony. Anyway. So I don't know. Watch it for yourself. What one, I'm pretty sure for next week, I didn't see if it won for sure, but it was in the lead. Oh, it's pretty close. Iron Claw.
Nice.
Every other movie got three, and then Iron Claw barely won out. So it was like, it was a pretty well-rounded.
Those are all great films. Everybody should just watch them all.
Well, that's why I'm like, I don't know. I doubt we're going to be able to get an animation in there, because I'm like, I was narrowing these down, and I'm like, There's so many bangers in this category.
That's what I was talking about. That's why I was so excited for this genre.
Yeah. So like even next week, it's like I'm really happy we started
with the 70s.
I agree.
Me too. Yeah. I like to see the evolution, because it's like that is an interesting aspect for me to see like kind of where it's all coming from. And so, you know, obviously that's maybe where some of my bias comes from of like going back to the Stone Age and watching how they used to make movies.
I know you'll think of this film. You'll think of this film fondly. I know you will. It'll definitely.
I think it's fun. I had fun. Okay. I talked a lot of shit on it, but I had a good time with this movie.
Step aside, Bruce Lee. It's time for some real martial arts. It's time for some wrestling.
Wrestling.
I know. Hell yeah, dude.
I want some freaking sad, old, depressed white people.
It's so sad. This is probably my favorite movie of 2023.
Yeah, I'm excited to actually, because I was going to watch it anyway, but now I'm excited to like that I get to force it.
We'll talk about
that's
it.
That's why I
like
I know,
right?
We'll talk about it.
You going to come next week, too?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'll be here probably for the entire month. It's martial arts.
Dude!
I know a little bit about getting punched in the face.
Thank you.
All right.
So,
I love having a guest. It's great.
I know. It's fun.
Shout out to SLC Muay Thai. If anybody is in the Salt Lake City area, go train there. It is awesome.
Yeah. And if anyone from there is listening, thank you. If you made it this far.
You guys rock.
All right. So long. Farewell.
All right. Check us out on all of our things.
Yeah, go to the Reddit. Vote on the movies. Come tell us your opinions. The YouTubes, all that good shit. So.
All right.
Thanks for joining us. Say goodbye, Pablo.
Bye.
To get ourselves a treat. Oh, it's so hot.